Hello, everybody. I'm stoked that I finally have a chance to say these magic words. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody wang chung tonight. It's time for Bob and Jason's Awesome 80s Podcast.
Summertime, baby. Man, I love this song,
Jason. This is like the ultimate summer song.
It is. This is a classic. Love it. Love it. Well, we are live here in Las Vegas.
Well, I wouldn't say we're really live, but we're live while we're recording this.
Well, we're live. Yeah, sort of. Well, you know what? It sounds good.
and you know what? When you're doing a podcast, from what we're hearing, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Really.
So we're back, episode 3.
Can you believe we just made it through episode 3?
We are on a journey to where? I have no idea. But we are.
But here's the interesting thing. Oh, I just did it. Can you believe I just did that?
Yeah, you did. Oh, you did. But you know what? I didn't say my word. So I'm going to hold my word back.
Do it. I'm going to stab myself with a pen every time I do that. So to all our listeners out there, every time I say that, if you wanted me to do something to myself, this pen, stabbing it right in my leg.
I got a pen. I'm ready to do that. So
thanks, pal.
No problem. So let's recap episode 2, because there was a couple, you know, there's always a couple glitches.
Yeah, especially with you, there's always a couple glitches. Let's see. Episode 1, we had Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow incident.
And the last one, do you know where I'm going to get you with this, right?
Yeah, we had a little Burger King mix up.
The Big Mac is from
McDonald's.
Here we go.
But you know what? They're all the same shit, man. McDonald's, Burger King, the Whopper, the Big Mac. Who gives a shit?
You know what's really funny? That's what somebody always says.
When they're wrong. Well, anyway. Well, I want to clear one thing up. We were talking in the last episode about the mall and about different things in the 80s. And we were talking about some experiences we had and that we remembered from the show. The show. And I neglected to leave something out. I was talking about the New Kids on the Block experience and that...
No, hold on a second. I'm not going to edit this, but the way you just said that, I neglected to leave something out.
I did.
No, you left something out.
Okay.
You neglected it.
I left something out.
I love you,
So Mom. Anyway, Liz Jacobs, who was a regular on the show and a big New Kids on the Block fan, she was chosen as the winner.
She was the chosen one.
But not the winner, the real winner. The real winner was Angela Walker, who was a fan of the show.
There were two
winners. There were actually two winners. Liz Jacobs was a winner, and Angela Walker was the other winner. So I escorted both ladies to the show. And that's that. I will leave it just there. I fixed it.
You fixed it. That's awesome. I mean, they both got to share a night with Bobby and the New Kids.
And it was a great time. Oh, by the way, Angela Walker, on our way home in the limousine, I actually gave her a pair of my Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Were they the glasses?
They were a copy of the glasses. I still have the glasses very nearby.
Just so, and also, here's an interesting fact. All the years that Bob and I have known each other, and all the time he was on the show, he never once let me try on his glasses. Even when they were like laying around somewhere. Like,
man, you would have smudged them up or something, you know?
I got a big old head, you know?
Anyway, so yeah, there's a recap of episode 2. I think we covered some interesting things. And let's move on.
That sounds good. Summertime.
That's the theme.
Oh, man.
I mean, we're right in the summer right now, and it's hot in Vegas. Let me tell you, we're already creeping at 100 degrees for you people in other better climates.
Now, when I moved out here, one of the first things that natives, when we ran into them,
right.
Vegas natives.
There are Vegas natives,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, they are. Said to me was, is this your first summer? And because I think I came out here like in February, it's January. And they said to me, is this your first summer?
Right.
And I would go, yeah. And they would look at me like, oh.
Did they ever give you the line? It's dry. It's the dry heat.
Yeah, it's dry. But if they said, if you can make it through the first summer, you can make it here.
Exactly. You know, I've been living here for 5 years, and each summer, I mean, honestly, everything's air conditioned. I mean, I'm used to it.
Well, you about think you? About that first summer, though.
Yeah, the first summer's brutal. Oh. I mean, the heat, it's like a wall of heat, you know? It really is.
And this goes out to people like, I guess we're really thinking about the East Coast, too, where we're from, with the humidity and whatnot. And but out here, 118 degrees, which is like all week long.
It's hot.
It is.
I mean, I don't care. No humidity or not. It's hot. It is. It's just hot as balls.
So. And that's the first as balls contact that we've gotten on the podcast.
Yeah, that opening song. I love that song, man.
That was my number one. As soon as I hear that first intro, I remember Ocean City, New Jersey. Right. That's where my parents would take us. Did you ever come down to Ocean City when we stayed down there?
I didn't, but I've been to Ocean City a few times. No, not Ocean City, Maryland. I've never been there.
No, me
either. I've been to Ocean City, New Jersey.
That's what I'm
times.
Talking about. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So right around, I remember there was like the 34th Street Arcade, and there was...
Been there many times.
My father and my mother would always get the same place on the second floor. I want to say like down at like 50th Street, right on the beach.
Right.
So this was, I want to say that If This Is It came out like in 84. Didn't it come out before the show?
I think it was 84, 85-ish. I'm not exactly sure. But you know what? We will recap that in episode 4.
Oh, yes. I'll figure it out.
But do you remember the video, which is very funny?
Well, that's where I was getting. I mean, like when staying down there down the shore and being that young, awkward 14-year-old, and you watch that video, and that was, if you go right now, put on YouTube and sit and watch that video, and you're from that time, man, that's it.
It brings you right back.
That's it. I mean, wearing clothes like that on the beach. Like,
weren't they in a little boat, all of them?
No.
Rowing? Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
I think that they were all in a little dinghy, and they were rowing somewhere.
That's a good word.
But we'll find out later.
Well, no, I can remember. Wait, I can remember. I remember the one girl in there, and see, and I know there's a lot of women these days that look back at those bikini bottoms, you know, the ones that like go over the hip, like with Heather Thomas.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Heather Locklear. Well,
there was like that famous Heather Thomas poster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girl in that, If This Is It video, I forget what she was. She was a brunette. She had that. I just think that just reminds me of like a kid, you know, those little feelings you get when
you were enjoying that, huh?
Yes, I was very much so.
But yeah, no, Huey Lewis was great, and that Huey Lewis and the News, let's give the News credit.
Oh yeah.
And
Chris Hayes, great guitarist.
That song is just classic 80s and definitely reminds me of the summertime.
Like, yeah, as soon as you put it on, like right now, you know, when we're done here and we're leaving the studio and I'm getting my car and I'm gonna crank it up.
Can I give you another one?
Please.
Don't mean to talk over you, Jason.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm used to it.
hey, knock it off.
No, it's always, can we hear Bobby talk? Is that your real voice?
No, it is my real voice. I don't know where it came from, but yeah. Anyway, another song that is pure 80s and definitely reminds me a lot of the summertime is actually called Summertime by Will Smith.
Yes.
And I think, I'm not sure if it was Will Smith, if he was with Jazzy Jeff.
That was the Fresh Prince and Jazzy
was
Jeff.
Was it? So, okay.
Prince.
Yeah. But I love that song and I love the lyrics and that they shot that all in Philadelphia.
Yes.
I mean, they were going, and you know, if you listen to the song, it's all about Philadelphia and his experiences in the city.
Yes.
It was great.
That was amazing. It just puts such a visual picture in your mind. It puts that movie in your mind.
Yeah, I'm proud of him, man. He's doing great.
He's just amazing.
I love to see people from Philadelphia and New Jersey and the tri-state area just blow up.
Yes, and it always seems like, you know, when you're watching TV, you see these people on TV, and they always say like they're from Jersey, or they, you know, I forget. It's amazing. I say that, and everybody just slips my mind immediately.
Yeah. No, but it's cool when people from our neck of the woods, you know, they hit it, and I'm proud of all of them.
Yeah. Well, so, I just saw Jay Moore the other night.
Oh yeah, Jay Moore.
He's great. He's from Jersey. He's from up north.
He is. He is. A lot of people are. People be surprised of all the people that come from the area. So I wanted to give you a summertime experience that I think you'll remember.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So,
put my feet up.
Have you ever been to Wildwood, New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. As a teenager, I would go down to Wildwood almost every weekend in the summer. I actually had one of my first jobs on the boardwalk working at Roy Rogers. Do you remember Roy Rogers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked the register at Roy Rogers on the boardwalk.
I never knew this.
Yes, this is new information. It was my first job. I was very young. I might have been 14. I don't remember. And But just being in Wildwood in the summertime for me was amazing. They had these great piers with all these great rides and attractions and all the arcades and all the games. You could win all these different cool prizes.
And all the girls.
Oh, man. That was probably that on was top the of the place. List. There were so many pretty girls there walking on the boardwalk and on the beach. Do you remember? I know you had to have this. Max Pizza.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I loved Max Pizza. It was so damn greasy, but I loved it. I mean, their slices were large and greasy and just cheesy and, oh, man.
See, now knowing you.
I'm having a food orgasm.
Bob and I used to go out for pizza all the time. And here's the thing about Bob. How many napkins was a Max Pizza slice for you?
Oh, man.
You dab off all the grease. Oh, yeah.
It was about 8 napkins to dab off that grease, but it was worth it. It was, you and me could kill one pie together.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. But, yeah, Max Pizza, for me, reminds me of Wildwood, reminds me of New Jersey, reminds me of summer.
Oh, my God, yeah. Just summer.
You know? And I'm sure a lot of people listening to this remember that and probably can still get a Max Pizza. Unfortunately, we're too far to grab one. But, hey, if anybody wants to send us a Max slice.
You got
to
make sure it's like 12-hour delivery.
Make sure you wrap it very well. Anyway, yeah, no, give me one. You got it.
Well, like I said earlier, Ocean City. I just remember the pier that was there, the arcade. I mean, remember we did the shows. We did the shows, and they were by the pier, on the sand.
Yeah,
but further down the pier, there was this amusement park, and I remember. Oh, this is what I remember. There was a merry-go-round. That right. had rings that if you'd hang out, you probably can't do this now because they'd probably be like somebody lose a finger. You know?
Probably.
But back in the day, you know.
Oh, I remember that ride.
Remember that ride? And if you pulled out the golden one, you got something. So I forget what it was. But I just remember going down there and walking down that beach and just, wow.
Yeah, man.
I mean, at that point, it's all about the girls.
The Jersey Shore is great. I mean, from Cape May all the way up, there's so many nice spots.
Yeah, there's nice spots, but there's certain parts once you get a little north, that's a little too north.
I do have a pet peeve though about the boardwalk and the games. Ooh. You know, those games, I don't know, they're rigged. I mean, you know, you're over there, you're trying to win this stuffed animal for this, the girl.
Maybe it's just you.
The girl you're with, and you wanna impress her. So you're there spending dollar after dollar trying to get that ball in that basket or whatever you're trying to do. And it's like impossible. And then when you finally win something, they give you this tiny little toy. I don't know, man.
No, I
don't know. I feel
this
like
this is Bob's bitching moment right
here. Yeah, I think that the New Yorkers are coming down to Jersey, rigging the games and, collecting that cash.
And of course, the guy who's standing behind there who realizes you're trying to win it for your girl is like, hey, man. What are you, a wuss?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was pretty good at the water balloon game.
Oh, the balloon one where you get the head to roll.
I like that one. And I also like the one with the horse racing where you would roll the ball and you had to get it in a hole and it would make the horse move forward.
Anyway, I don't remember that one. I remember the one with the rings with the bottles.
Yep, very difficult.
And I remember the, what's the other one I really liked? Oh, of course, the spin wheelie ones. That was where I first won my first records. Down the shore.
Oh, wow. You won some LPs?
I won some LPs, actually.
LPs, baby.
I remember the ones
you
I
LPs
went to.
Are back.
I know.
Okay.
I can't say. I almost said it. I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Hold out.
I'll hold out. I won Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA.
Wow. Classic.
I won The Cars.
Another one. Classic.
I won The Outfield.
Wow. Yes. You were doing well that day.
I did
huh?
well. I think I spent.
Over the summer?
A little bit of money over the summer.
Here's the thing. You spend maybe $100. You finally win some kind of stuffed animal, and it's the cheapest fucking thing ever.
Wait a second, hold on.
I'm sorry.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first F-bomb.
I'm sorry. But it's true. Do you ever feel the stuffed animals you win? They feel like that kind of like, I don't know what it is, but they feel cheap.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They're not plush.
No, they just feel like.
And then you're like, damn, I could have spent $100 in the store and got an amazing stuffed animal for my girl, but no, I'm over here. But anyway,
But I'm over here with me and my ego, and I'm thinking to myself, I can roll that ball in there and make that
exactly.
horse run.
But you know what? Part of it is the fun, is doing it and being there and experiencing it. I think that's part of it.
I think it's part of it, but I will say the part that you got most passionate about was losing the money to a cheap horse toy.
Damn New Yorkers. Damn it.
Now, New Yorkers, don't call us up and complain about this.
I love New York.
Yeah, come I on, love man. New York too. Big fan.
Speaking of New York, Jason, there's an amusement park that I love to go to in the summer. Great Adventure. It's up there and close to...
Yeah, it's Jackson, New Jersey.
Kind of in the middle of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And you've been there, right?
Oh, many, many, many times. I think we've been there together.
And it's a great place. I mean, they have some of the best thrill rides probably on the East Coast. So, do you like thrill rides, Jason?
I gotta stop because the dog just killed me.
What's the dog doing?
The dog's fucking cracking him off.
We'll let the dog... let's just keep going.
It's fine. All
right, let me explain. There's a French bulldog living underneath.
Oh, we're not going to keep that, are we? Oh, fuck it. We'll keep it.
Let's
why not?
Keep
second
it.
F-bomb. Okay.
Yeah, there's a French bulldog living under our set. And he...
No, it's not. See, you make it sound like we have some homeless dog.
Okay, it's my dog. We call her Harley the Frenchie, and you'll meet her in the future. Anyway, she cracked off
a couple of real rough ones while
I'm
we're doing
I'm sorry, you know.
What are you apologizing for?
She's letting loose, man. She's a dog.
She's comfortable. I'm not complaining about the dog cracking him off. I'm just saying that all of a sudden, when you're in the middle of telling me a story, and my eyes start to water. I'm just like,
I love it. I love it.
I'm sure
we
you
are
do
not,
love it.
Listen, don't edit this out. Let's
okay.
just roll with this.
All right.
Let's go back to Great Adventure.
All right. If I can, hold on.
Wait, the air's fresh?
It's, I have a moment of, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, speaking of thrill rides and thrill dogs and Great Adventure, so... Did you enjoy, were you a big fan of the fast rides and looping and rolling and all around?
That was the first place that I really got my loop on. What was that? What was the main one that was just a loop?
I remember that, the Super Duper Looper.
That was it. Yeah.
I don't know how the hell I remember that. But yeah, the Super Duper Looper, man.
That was good shit. That was my jam. And also Free Fall.
I remember Free Fall.
I don't know if they still have it.
I think it's gone. But
because somebody lost
it was
a
like
foot.
It was like you were in an elevator and they just drop it.
Yeah. And then somebody lost a foot. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's why it's gone.
But I'm not laughing about that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying.
If you're the person who lost a foot, we are sorry.
We are sorry about that.
You know. But anyway. What other parks did you like in the area? I remember Hershey Park.
Oh, Hershey Park is, I went to Hershey Park about 4 years ago.
Yeah, I went there recently too. And you know what I liked about Hershey Park compared to Great Adventure? Mm. It's a little more relaxed, a little more seemed clean. And I don't know. I enjoyed my experience at Hershey Park a little bit more.
Me too. It seems like they just took a little more, it didn't seem as corporate. As Six Flags, you go to different Six Flags across the country, and this is nothing against Six Flags or corporations or whatnot, but Hershey Park is just the one individual thing in the town, and it's all made up with Hershey's Kisses. I remember, here we go, where I was like, I think I almost made myself pre-diabetic, was they had those huge boxes of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, I'm talking, there must have been 100 packages of 2 peanut butter cups in there, and they were like $20 a pop.
Yeah, man, the Hershey store there, you can buy.
I bought
everything,
3 boxes
and anything
of those,
and good deals there. Big quantities.
Oh my god, I'm talking. I think I went through the first box. I think in about 3 weeks, and then after that, I just started giving them away to people because.
I got to tell you, though, driving into Hershey, it's such a kind of. Weird kind of place because everything is Hershey this, Hershey that, Hershey way. All the streets, the high school is like Hershey High School. Everything is so clean. It reminds you of like the Truman Show or something.
Yes, very good point.
And I don't know. For me, it was a little bizarre. I didn't even want to touch anything. I felt like it would break. Seriously.
Well, that's kind of like out there by Amish country.
It is. I mean, it's very family oriented. Real pretty place. I mean, it's beautiful. I'm not saying it's not. I just felt. It was a little bit too perfect.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as Stepford as, say, Disney World, where everybody's like real, you know, they've got to say the certain things, everybody's got to do the certain things. But Hershey Park, the water park there, I was there for the water park at one particular point.
There's another local place where we used to do the show, Dorney Park.
Dorney Park, yeah.
Another cool summer place that was definitely worth visiting. I remember walking around and everything was like walking up a hill, down a hill. It was like getting an exercise, getting a workout, just trying to get to a ride. But the water park at Donnie Park was really, really badass.
Yeah, it was. And I think, yeah, we did do a remote there. And
yeah.
The one thing I remember I wore my tube socks all the way up to my knees.
Damn, Jay.
It was pretty.
You were doing
sexy,
that? You were rolling like that?
I was rolling like that in the beginning, man. That was way in the beginning.
Did you have some Vans on?
No, or? I think I just had like, you know, how you just wore sneakers. That,
yeah.
I think I had my hair parted in the middle.
Did you have short shorts?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's pretty bad. I lost those.
Do we have
tapes.
Any pictures? Any,
no, I think I lost those. Those are
I don't think you want to show those.
No, you know. What are you going to do? You know, you're 15 years old. What are you going to do?
But yeah, I love roller coasters. Faster the better for me. Speed. Love it.
Now, wait. Have you hit the... Because I know. One thing everybody needs to know about Bob out there, in case you don't know it, is he is an absolute... The number one movie freak. And I mean that in the nicest way, bro.
I'm not a freak.
I mean, you know what I mean. Yeah. The movie junkie person that I've ever met in my life. And Harry Potter, you name it. I'm looking at Yoda right now.
Yoda's looking at us.
That's right. You'll all see. Well, maybe eventually. Harry Potter. Did you hit that thing out in
Universal Studios?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That? Just opened up about a month ago, and it's amazing. I mean, they built the whole world there, the castle and everything, and you feel like you just stepped into that place. I mean, it's literally the workmanship, the craftsmanship there is.
So you definitely had a nerdgasm.
I did. I mean, they're selling wands, and you could go around with your wand finding little secrets.
Wait a second. Did you buy a wand?
I did.
Do you still have it?
It's around.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, we'll definitely make a little road trip out to Universal and check it out. It's very cool, that theme going. And there's a movie that just reminds me of amusement parks and the 80s.
Which one is that, Bob?
Marty Moose. No, it's the Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Holiday Road.
Yeah, there you got it, man.
That one, yeah.
Not bad.
Look at that. There's my Lindsay Buckingham.
So, yeah, that was a film I probably watched 30, 40 times as a teen. And
Christy Brinkley.
I actually just watched it like last week, I'll admit.
Did you really?
I did.
Not the new one, though, right?
No.
I was
the
say,
new one sucks.
New one blows,
balls.
Man.
But, yeah, I want to tell you a little fun fact.
Fun fact.
Do you know where Wally World was located?
No.
All right. Well, you were talking about the corporation, Six Flags, and they shot it at Magic Mountain in California.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so
that
technically, Wally World still exists.
It does. And maybe we'll make a little road trip out there and try and find the moose.
That sounds good to me. Sounds good there, Paul.
Give me another film of the 80s that you liked.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, man. That one. Is another one of my favorites.
Andrew McCarthy, also the guy who was in Mannequin, right?
Yeah, which was shot in Philadelphia.
Didn't we do a little tie-in with the show with Mannequin too?
I don't remember.
Wasn't there something going on? You don't remember that?
I don't. But yeah, that was shot at the Wanamakers,
yes!
Or the Macy's. It's now Macy's.
And what was her name that was in it? She's Sex and the City girl.
Kim Cattrall.
Yes,
she
I remember, yeah.
was looking real fine in that.
Yeah,
movie,
she was
Jason.
A real. Wasn't she like a? She was a real '80s.
She was.
Starlet, right?
She was. She was in, I think it was Porky's.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
Yeah.
What was the guy's name? Adrian Nussbaum?
She was looking damn good in that one,
She was in Porky's. Who else? Wait. You know what? Now that we're talking about this with movies, what are the quintessential starlets? Like, I'll give you, here we go, one off the top of my head. You got Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates is from Gremlins. And
yes.
She was also in the Fast Times at Ridgemont High in the classic pool scene.
Yes, everybody knows that one.
Every young man remembers that.
Oh, my God. I see it in my head right now.
I think Phoebe retired from acting.
I think she's married to Kevin Kline.
I think
she is.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she retired.
Now, another one I would say is Kelly Preston.
Love Kelly Preston, who was married to John Travolta.
Yes. I would say she's my top.
Yeah,
80s girl.
She's great.
So, okay, now that we're talking about starlets in movies, what other movie you got? Do you have another movie?
How about The Great Outdoors?
Oh, John Candy.
Remember? They took the family and they all went out with Dan Aykroyd, was like his brother-in-law, and he was a real pain in the ass, and they all went out to the cabin and had a good old family trip. That was some funny shit. Remember the meat?
Yes.
He went in the restaurant, and it was called like the 69er or something.
Yes, the big steak, yeah.
Yeah, and if he ate it all, they would get the meal for free. So Dan Aykroyd is egging him on, eat it, get it. So he ate everything, and there was like this gristle left. And he looks at the chef. He says, yep, you got to eat the gristle too. Oh, man. That. He did it, and he got a T-shirt.
He did, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, the 80s movie. So we got Weekend at Bernie's. We got Vacation. And we've got The Great Outdoors.
Got another one.
Hit me.
John Cusack, Say Anything.
Oh, yeah.
As a teen watching that film, I mean, such a great script. I mean, I don't know. It was one of those movies that had impact on me. I always loved that film.
Yes, that was a really big one.
Oh, and the girl in that was very pretty.
I can't remember her name. She was like the hot girl for like
She's been in a lot of movies. I don't remember her name either. We'll pick that up later.
Here we go. Elizabeth Shue. Remember Elizabeth Shue?
Yes.
And what's the movie I'm thinking of right now? Remember about the biggest Tom Cruise fan?
I know. The Adventures in Babysitting?
That was great.
She was in that.
Yep. Cocktail.
Oh, Cocktail.
Remember Cocktail? Man. Oh, man, I just wanted to move to the islands.
Do you know Elizabeth Shue was also in Back to the Future?
That's right. She was.
She was Marty McFly's girlfriend.
The original one.
The original, and then they changed her for the second film.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elizabeth Shue. Looking good, man.
There you go. Looking good. So that's right, Back to the Future. We're talking like summery movies. So, you know, with a lot of stuff that happens on the beach. Stuff you remember like that.
What about Secret Admirer?
That's the one with the letter, right?
Yeah. See Thomas Howe and Lori Loughlin.
Full House.
Yeah.
Chick.
And she is a hottie too.
Yeah, she.
And your girl Kelly Preston was in that one. Man.
Kelly Preston, yeah.
Looking good.
You're not kidding.
That was another good film where he wrote the letter because he was in love with her, and the letter got passed around in all the wrong places. It was just crazy.
And it had a great ensemble cast.
It was. Too. It was a good film.
It felt good. But I would say 80s movie, one of the, you know, I think we talked about it before, Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah, that's a great film. It's one of probably my top five 80s.
Even though it's not really summer film, it feels like when I was just thinking about it, I was thinking about him cutting the grass and...
It's a great film. It's timeless, especially for people who grew up in that time period. I have to tell you, Jay, this show has been a lot of fun, reminiscing, going back, talking about the summertime, especially now we're in the summer and it's hot as balls.
That's right. Exactly. There's actually something here in Vegas, hot as balls.
But no, this has been a great show. We talked about music. We talked about some movies. We talked about the Jersey Shore. All just great memories.
And, you know, if I'm having such a good time, just like you're having such a good time hearing your perspective on things, you know, it makes me think about stuff and makes me remember stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're jogging each other's memories. You know, we don't really prepare. Do we prepare?
I want them to think we prepare.
But yeah, basically we're just coming in here and just keeping it real and talking.
And just shooting the shit.
Shooting that shit.
But hopefully when we're talking, and if you're out there listening, if you're out there.
I really hope somebody's listening, Jay.
Well, maybe it helps you remember some stuff too, especially, I don't know about you, but every time I hear that Bob voice, I just think of the 80s.
Anyway, on the website, you'll be able to participate. And if you have any questions, any comments, we definitely want to hear from you.
Sure. We're going to have a whole segment coming up that if you want to shoot us some questions, you got anything on your mind, maybe you have some pictures and some memories that you want to share, some things that we talk about, we're going to have a section on the website for you to be able to do that. And we'll talk about it. We'll put them up and make you a part of the show.
That's a big, big part of it. We definitely want to involve our listeners and, you know, I'm having a great time.
Because, here's the deal. Because even if you're not listening out there, Bob and I are having a great time just doing this.
We are. So even if you're not listening, it doesn't matter. We're still having fun. We're going to shoot the shit forever.
You like that, Harley? That's right. At least we got Harley listening to us.
Harley the Frenchie is our first fan of Bobby and Jason's Awesome 80s podcast.
That's right. So enjoy your week. Hopefully it's hot. You put on, if this is it, put on a little summertime. Maybe throw on that old 80s bikini, bikini.
Yeah, man, put on that bikini or pop in Can't Buy Me Love and sit back and enjoy a film and have a nice lemonade. And
Sergio Valente.
Hey, if you're on the East Coast, man, go grab a slice of Max Pizza for us.
That's right. And you know what? Let us know how many napkins it takes for you to get the grease off the pizza.
Exactly. So anyway, we'll see you soon for episode 4.
We're out. Have a good one.
Take care.